It's the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. We've made our way to Jamestown, North Dakota, visiting with Pioneer Seed Representative Todd Schustrom. And Todd, tell us a little bit about your business. How long have you been with Pioneer?
I actually started with Pioneer in 93, working for the local sales rep at the time. And I worked with him for until 1998, and then he retired and I took over his agency.
Okay, and so since then, there's been a lot of change in the agronomics and agriculture in general throughout those years, correct?
Yes, there has. Well, in addition to selling seed with Pioneer, I also farm, and that was actually one of my motives is being connected with a reputable company like Pioneer. They've also kept me up to date in the latest trends in agronomy and farming, and so it's been a huge benefit on my farming operation as well.
Yeah, any new trend that's kind of been the most beneficial or most surprising to you?
Well, new trends lately, I guess, would be getting into the variable rate and the mapping with Encirca. It seems like that's probably the next thing on the horizon in the seed industry, which is kind of odd, but people are looking for help with doing their variable rate fertilizer and seed, and it's another good connection with our customers.
Yeah, most definitely. And let's talk a little bit. As we know, we have the good years in farming and in agriculture and the seed business. We have the bad years. This year seems to be a pretty good year around the Jamestown area, correct?
Yes. Yeah, in my farming career, I've noticed that there's never 2 years really quite the same, and this is an odd year for sure. At the start of the season, there was a lot of pessimism because it looked like a late spring, and which typically means lower yields and just increased stress with getting all the work done in a timely manner. But after we did get going in the field, the crop went in really fast, and from going to 10 days behind, and we've had a perfect growing conditions with rain and heat. And we're actually, I would say, probably 10 days ahead at this point in the year, which is really optimistic.
Yeah, most definitely. So let's dive a little bit into this year's crops. How are the soybeans looking?
Well, the soybeans really look phenomenal. The only thing that we're really concerned about right now at this point would be white mold showing up. And there's, as you drive around, you can see some of it in the fields. But for the most part, I would say the beans look terrific. Like I said, we started planting mid-May on the soybeans, and we had excellent crop emergence, and they've been just growing really fast all summer long, and we're really pleased with where they're at and how they look for this time of year.
And what about the corn? Obviously, we're way ahead of schedule with GDUs.
Yeah, I think we are 150 to 200 GDUs ahead in the Jamestown area. And there's the same thing there. You know, we were planting our corn a little bit later than we would like to have been. But what's funny about that is when we plant early, sometimes that corn will lay in the ground for 2, maybe even 3 weeks before it comes up. And this year, once we started planting, it was almost up probably a week later, you know, and it really caught up fast with our rain and our heat that we had. And it was really fun to see the crop growing this year.
Mm-hmm. So gathering what you've told me so far, we're probably expecting at least an average to above average crop for both corn and beans?
Yeah, I don't know how to quite phrase this. I think most people would be disappointed with average yields right now because of the great growing year that we had and how good the crop looks. I think most people are estimating above average yields for both crops.
Yeah. Well, thanks again, Todd, for visiting with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And again, we're coming at you from Jamestown, North Dakota on the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer.